Today, I'm speaking with Alexis Derby, longtime Cohoes resident and advocate. After a long day at work, she decided to join a Norlite protest during Cohoes' weekly Eat in the Streets on Remsen. She answers questions about her experience at the event and what the DEC should do with Norlite.
So what were you doing on Eat in the Streets on Friday night?
Well, I decided to stop by and help out with the little friendly protest that we did. And I just wanted to make my voice be heard as well.
Okay, great. When you showed up, I noticed that you were still in your work clothes. What does this movement mean to you?
It really means a lot because my boyfriend is heavily involved with it, and it really means a lot to him. And I wanted to stop by, show my support, show that I want Norlite to be shut down, and to let other people know that Norlite just is not a good place and needs to be shut down immediately.
So, what were some of the reactions of the people who were coming by? You know, were there people coming up to people and saying, you know, are you guys doing a good job? Or were people like, oh, well, what are you guys doing here? We're eating and, you know, we're trying to enjoy ourselves. What did you generally see when you were out there?
Well, I saw a lot of different reactions, mostly positive. People would clap, you know, say we're doing a good job and to keep it going because they believe it as well that Norlite is not a good company. And then obviously we have the counter on reactions that people were telling us to leave. They don't want us here. This is a paying place. But, you know, I feel like if people are out in public, then they should be willing to be saying, oh, yeah, someone could come up to me and say this about this company and I should probably help out.
Yeah, and for people who are outside, if people don't know who are listening to this interview, Remsen Street is just located about a mile to half a mile away from the Norlite Hazardous Waste Incinerator. And it poses all bunch of different issues regarding health and quality of air. It's really interesting to let people know about what they're breathing as they're eating. So what have some of your experiences been with Norlite in general? Are you a Cohoes resident? And what have been your experiences with this incinerator?
Yep, I am a Cohoes resident. I live up near the high school, so it doesn't affect me as much. But, you know, you still get the random burst of the nasty smelling air. And it gets really bad as you work down your way to this into the city. And it just gets worse as you get closer to it. The smell burns your nose, makes you cough. I always get an extremely bad headache every time I go near Saratoga sites. And, you know, the plumes of smoke that's coming from the stacks, you can obviously tell it's getting all over everything. And this incinerator is doing nothing good at all.
Yeah, and a lot of people who I've interviewed have said that there's been a lot of dust, there's been a lot of dust storms, and actually recently their new dust mitigation systems, they've now have a lot of spray coming into Saratoga sites. Have you experienced any of that, and can you confirm or deny there still being a lot of dust still, even with the new mitigation systems that I've heard people say?
Absolutely. No, there's no doubt that that system is working to the fullest. It's the cars are covered with dust. It's like you wipe your finger and you see how thick it really is. You get dust clouds when you're outside just sitting there, and all of a sudden you're inhaling this dust that's coming from Norlite. And it's not enjoyable at all. You can't really have family or even kids outside because it's so toxic. And the smell is just, it's so bad, the smell. And the spray systems are obviously not doing their job if we're still getting plumes of smoke and dust. So what is Norlite really doing? Because it's not helping people of Saratoga sites or the people in the surrounding cities.
Yeah, so do you think this type of protest was needed to raise more awareness about the issue of Norlite? And, you know, some of the people that you've talked to or you saw other people talk to, were they glad that people were there or were they upset mostly?
I really think what we did in Eat in the Streets was a great positive way to show people, like, hey, this is going on in your cities. You may or may not know about it. We handed out flyers about it. We had people walking around talking to people. And people were like, oh my God, wow, like, this is just crazy. I didn't even know this was happening. And it's crazy because a lot of people don't know about the incinerator. Now that they know, they're like, oh my God, they're burning all this stuff. Like, what is the damage? Why would people do this? And sad, because if people knew, people wouldn't want to live here. So I really feel like Eat in the Streets was a good awareness for people to say, okay, wow, maybe it's time to reevaluate some things.
So do you think that Norlite puts the health of Cohosiers first when they consider their plans for what they do?
Absolutely not. I think Norlite does not even think about the people in Cohos or their surrounding cities. They say, where's my paycheck? I don't think they really understand the severity of what they are doing. And if they do, that's just wrong, because we're human, you know, we're all human. And I really think Norlite should do something to at least try and help the people.
Yeah, so, you know, I've heard a lot of people say the same things about Norlite. And some of the things that I've also heard people say in the past was that Norlite has a lot of taxes for the city and money that they generate. What do you say to that?
I think it's a load, because just because they pay money doesn't make anything better. It's still people's lives at risk, and people's lives should not have a dollar bill signed next to it. So,
yeah. And so what do you think the mayor's reluctance is to do, just to come out and say, let's shut down Norlite? Do you think it's money? Do you think it's just the public image? We really haven't had any kind of Cohos politicians or representatives say flat out, we need to shut down Norlite. So what do you think his deal is?
Good question. I actually believe it's both money and his reputation. I believe that he doesn't want to lose the small chunk of money that Norlite is donating, because it's nothing, pretty much. And I also think it's a big part of his reputation, because a lot of people don't believe what Norlite is doing is wrong, which they obviously don't have the facts, because it's literally killing people. And I feel like if he was to say, yeah, let's shut down Norlite, people, Cohos would be like, what are you talking about? It's not that bad. They're giving us money. And in people's eyes nowadays, money is everything. So that's all they care about.
Yeah. And finally, you said it before, but if you were speaking with Mayor Keeler today, Basil Sagos, people from the DEC, what would you say to them about Norlite and what they should be doing with this facility?
I would honestly tell them, shut it down. Like, just shut it down. There's no reason for it to be in the middle of a city. There's no reason for it to be poisoning these poor people that know nothing about it. And I feel like they should be like, what if this is my kid? What if this was my family getting poisoned by Norlite? I feel like it would give them a different stance on this, and they say, okay, yeah, maybe we should cancel it. But as of now, I don't really think they care. I mean, they really haven't showed anything to care. So,
sure. And that's something I hear all the time, is that a lot of local residents at Saratoga sites say if their child lived there at Saratoga sites, they would have a completely different perspective. Or if they lived at Saratoga sites for the week, they would have a completely different perspective. So I think that's really powerful. And thank you for taking the time out of your day to speak with me.
Absolutely.